KK4 NDE, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are.
I left my radio in my backpack.
It's all good. I just, if ever I don't get a response, I immediately assume misconfiguration on my part, since that's usual.
I gather your phone ran out of power, maybe, and my phone is out of data?
Yes, indeed. I've been sitting sort of twiddling, and then I just remembered that I have a radio.
I was meaning to ask if you had that. Yeah, I saw the two cars, three vehicles came in, two of them backed up, and, like, now they've been sitting here pretty much since the cars that came in were allowed in, who now want to go out, and I haven't seen stuff make its way over to them yet, because unions.
I think that there are two cars currently in the dock. I'm first in line now to drive in. I think they're trying to figure out when I'll have a space to get through.
Yeah, that's a correct assessment. There's two cars waiting for people to maybe one day bring their stuff to them.
Okay. Well, yeah, so I guess I'm next whenever next happens.
So it sounds like the other portion of the radio exam session is going to get coordinated fairly soon, and I have this suspicion that by the time they finally let you in and we finally get to load up, about the time we say, oh, let's get food, is when I'll get to go help with that.
That would figure, right?
Pretty much.
Well, once we get in there, I mean, I wouldn't sweat too hard sticking around personally to load the van. We probably got that well in hand if you need to leave for one reason or another.
I mean, I would like at some point this con to maybe have a second meal that is not by myself. That would be cool. But I, obviously, it takes absurd amounts of time for this to happen because bureaucracy.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. It looks like there's people heading out now, so I may be about to roll in. So maybe I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, and I have been wandering around here because I don't know what else to do really. Like everything that can be packed is packed. Like, I wish they need to have, like, another 30 of those carts and just, like, park them at all the tables and tell people you will move it, but as you load your boxes, like, load the boxes on the cart, and that way they don't have to put the time driving an empty cart around 15 times.
I'm sure with infinite money, resources, and people, we could be in and out of here real fast, but I don't know. I really feel like, I mean, honestly, of all the cons that we do, this is still the easiest to load in and out of. We have to wait a little bit, but in terms of sheer effort, it's pretty good.
I guess I would gladly trade effort for time, because time is one thing that there's no way to buy time, and it seems like time is always the limiting factor.
True, but usually we have to wait in a big line just to get the van somewhere such that we can load everything in and out ourselves with our own equipment.
Right, but at least then it feels like you're doing something because you can be, like, loading or unloading or moving.
But in a very real sense, I've been in this line, I think, for less than 20 minutes, right?
Let me go find your messages.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would look at Telegram, but my phone is dead. Even if it's been closer to 25, what's going to happen is we're going to pull the van in there, and it's going to be stupid easy, and we're going to be able to load the whole thing in probably under 10 minutes and then drive straight out, and we're totally 100% done.
Actually, it's been closer to half an hour since you said you were third in line. It's like quarter past.
Still low.
I mean, I don't know, it's the way I typically operate with moving stuff, I can move everything in our hotel room that's mine in and out in half an hour, including dealing with stupid elevators, like strapping it down on a cart. I feel like if it were permissible, I could probably, like, strap stuff down on a cart and we could migrate it to the garage ourselves and, like, if we had a few cards about that amount of time.
A large portion of the issue is there's not really a good way in or out besides through the loading dock. That's sort of just, it's the easiest way to get there, and I still would rather wait than try to lug all those stupid grids. That's the biggest problem, is I would wait for, 15 minutes exclusively to have somebody else deal with the grids or take that frustration from me.
Yeah, I completely agree. The grids are definitely a moderate annoyance to move, but nothing else really is.
No, but if I'm going to wait for the grids, I may as well hit everything else in one shot.
True. And I guess once stuff's loaded up, then you'll try and get reparked. Does it look like there's enough parking to repark down there?
I think there was a lot of people leaving when I was coming out. I would be real surprised. I mean, because there's been parking all weekend. It hasn't really ever been a problem. Only it's been a problem to park in one specific place.
Okay. Yeah, and then once you get parked, we can assess, I guess, whether or not there's still enough time to have any kind of a meal. Or not.
I could really be down for getting something to eat pretty much right after we load out.
Yeah, and if I am going to eat, it would have to be something immediately after we load out, preferably something a lot quicker than last night.
You got any idea what you want to eat?
I'm not terribly picky. Like, I mean, something like Moe's wouldn't be bad, but I think we want to look at how long it takes to walk from here to there.
Well, I know Sammy wanted to walk to the plaza anyway, and I'd be totally down for that. I don't remember what all is there to eat besides. I know there's a Moe's and a Subway and a Noodles.
I think that hit the highlights of it. I think there's, like, donuts over there. There's, like, a Chipotle or something, but that's not as good as Moe's. I think any of the other places were slower service. Noodles and Moe's are probably the two fastest bets.
KF3, got out of line.
I see you. KK4ND.
KM4JPX. So we totally forgot to get gas, and that's a bummer.